Traditionally, the primetime TV season begins the day after the Emmy Awards telecast. But this year, there's one more week before the new season officially gets started. Even so, six new network series are launched this week, and TV critic David Bianculli is here with some thoughts on them and on last night's Emmy Awards.
Let me get the Emmy Awards stuff out of the way first. You know what bugs me? Last night, NBC's Law & Order won as Best Drama Series, even though it didn't win in any of the other categories all night. A year ago, ER did the same thing, walked off with the top award without winning any of the individual ones. What I want to know is, if a show doesn't win any Emmys for its acting, its direction, or its writing, how the hell does it qualify as the best series overall? It makes no sense to me. Neither does the way the fall season is rolling out, for that matter. Three very long weeks ago, UPN premiered three new series on its fall schedule. 2 weeks ago, another tiny network wannabe, the WB Network, premiered two of its new shows. Last week, Fox presented three new ones, and this week it adds one more. Also this week, CBS unveils three new series tonight, and ABC presents two new ones on Thursday. For a new TV season, that's an awful lot of preseason activity. But this year, for some reason, most of the good stuff is arriving early. The Visitor, a sci-fi series launching Friday on Fox, is disappointing, but the same network's charming Ally McBeal, which premiered last week, is wonderful. And tonight's new CBS shows all are worth sampling and supporting. The Gregory Hines Show is the best and warmest single dad family sitcom since The Courtship of Eddie's Father. Michael Hayes, the return vehicle for former NYPD Blue star David Caruso, opens with a strong introductory episode. And George and Leo, a new sitcom co-starring Bob Newhart and Judd Hirsch, is a delight, mostly because of Newhart. Newhart plays George, a meek bookstore owner, and Hirsch is Leo, a very abrasive and very Jewish con artist who turns out to be the long-lost father of George's new daughter-in-law. Leo is so insulting and irritating, he even gets George angry enough to sink to his level. Though with Newhart in the role, even anger is a very funny emotion.
I'm very annoyed with you, George.
You're annoyed at me? I saved your life, you smuck.
The new ABC shows premiering this week are Thursday's Nothing Sacred and Cracker, both of which are strong also. Nothing Sacred, starring Kevin Anderson as a young priest, is delightfully unpredictable and very compelling. And though ABC's Americanized Cracker is only a shadow of the original British telemovie series starring Robbie Coltrane, it's still a very dark and very entertaining shadow. Robert Pastorelli from Murphy Brown plays the forensic psychologist in this new Cracker. And with early episodes based on the original British scripts, it's getting off to a strong start. But against Seinfeld, it sure won't get strong ratings. Finally, I should point out that even PBS is busy this week and shouldn't be overlooked. Tonight it premieres Michael Palin's newest travel series, the 10-part Full Circle with Michael Palin. It's a great show, and the former Monty Python member makes a great travel guide as he tours all the countries around the Pacific Rim. Full Circle is a show that, when you least expect it, will have you laughing out loud. Palin got me in this sequence, for example, when he sits down at an outdoor restaurant in Mexico to sample its authentic menu from the days before Columbus. The cuisine, it turns out, is fried insects. And Palin bravely orders the specialty of the house, a heaping plate of gusanos.
Now then, let me see. Gusanos. Ah, here we are. Gusanos. Maggots.
So, I eat it with this. I see a bit of tortilla and a bit of guacamole just to help the maggots slide down. There we are. Let's try one there. Two. Just try two to start with. They are nestling up. Not the best maggot I've had, but pretty damn close. I suppose it's good grub.
That's the worst pun I've ever heard on public television. So naturally, I love this show. The TV season hasn't even started yet, but it's getting off to a very good pre-start.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.